Dave Foley on Today FM.
Who does this fella think he is? David Clifford on reluctance to launch own branded merchandise and why he said yes. This was yesterday in the Irish Independent. David Clifford, football star. He's launched his own brand of clothing. But he was saying the reason that he hadn't launched a clothing brand up to this point was because he had the sense that people would be like, who does your man think he is? Oh, look at him. He's disappearing up his own hole. He's launching his own clothing brand.
Weren't you only slagging off Tommy Bo yesterday about his clothing brand?
And I'm delighted to slag off Tommy Bo as every opportunity. And who's the other fella? Louise Duffy's husband. What's
Paul Galvin.
Paul Galvin.
Is he still going? Is this his first?
Yes,
he's in Duns. He's in Duns, yeah.
Still.
Really popular. Yeah.
Still.
Oh, yeah, for years now. Yeah.
And does he play football anymore?
No, he stopped playing football. He might play club football. I don't know locally, but senior football, no.
Can I ask, and this is I'm not doing a who does your man think he is at all. Who buys the clothes from the football player or the rugby player or whatever? Now, okay, I can understand that if it's like, oh, that, like in this case of Tommy Bo, right? You'd be watching him on the telly and you might go, that's a nice top, actually. I wonder where he got that. And you might be inclined then to buy it, but not necessarily his brand clothes. I know he does wear a lot of his own brand clothes, but it'd be a different thing going, I'm going to be the person that is flogging the clothes. And then why a footballer or a rugby player? Is it?
Because they got profile.
What?
So is it a clothing business that's getting in touch with them and saying, come here, we're going to slap your name on this thing. Yeah. Will you be involved? Or are they just sports people who like clothes and have said, I could do that? Because here's the thing about Paul Galvin and the like. Nevin Maguire has his own range of cooking utensils and kitchen stuff. Yeah. But he's a chef.
Yeah.
If David Clifford was hawking like limited edition boots or something like that, class footballer, that'd be something you go, that marries up, I get that. And fair play to him for stepping out and doing this, but yeah, the Tommy Bo, Paul Galvin stuff.
With McKeever, is that not sports gear then?
Don't know.
So it is. It's sports.
Don't be
gear.
Trying to bring facts to a gunfight here.
Oh, sorry.
But besides that though, my theory is that these brands are not for men, but for men whose wives buy clothes for them, and they're the clothes brands of men they fancy, not their husbands.
Annette,
what do you think?
I think you could be right.
I think there's something in that.
I think you could be right.
I'm
currently Googling if I definitely McKeever is sport.
Yeah.
Sports stuff. So it kind of relates. Sorry. But I just think it's mad how even David Clifford was a bit like, geez, maybe this is a bit big-headed of me now to step into this and think.
But
that
that's perfectly perfectly normal, though. That anyone thinking, I'm stepping outside of my lane now, and people will think I've got notions if I'm launching a clothing brand. I think that's perfectly normal in this country. It doesn't happen in, I bet you any money, there isn't an NBA player or an NFL player that would ever think to themselves, Jesus, I don't want anyone thinking I'm getting too big for my boots.
That's a very GAA sensibility though, isn't it?
I think it's Irish.
It's kind of coming.
It's
Irish.
A team game, boys. It's a team game. Don't be putting your head above the long grass there now, lads.
It's kind of like when football players came out, like Kieran MacDonald came out in like pink football boots, and everyone's like, who does
what
he think
hell?
He who does he think he is?
So what is it then? It's not just a GAA thing. I think it's an Irish thing in general. That the minute one of us goes, I'm going to be a rock. Bono, I'm going to be a rock star now. It's like your man with the glasses singing.
Yeah.
Singing Joshua Tree. So I tell you what, it's far from a Joshua Tree your man was reared.
We like to do it to our celebs.
But
we like to cut them down.
Do you reckon the Norwegians are like, oh,
slagging off the lads of Naha?
Who
does Morten Harkin think he is there with his brilliant God voice?
I think that Americans are very good at being supportive and pushing each other on. I think maybe everybody else has that
jealousy.
Jealousy and begrudgery.
Is it specifically Irish?
It's not. I don't think it's specifically Irish. Although we are very good at it.
I think
I've been in the past very good at it. And especially if somebody does well and then you can find a justification against, well, they came from money. Their parents said, they didn't just do that themselves. Somebody gave them a leg up.
Well, there's a... I mean, we don't need to be looking at it on an international or national level where someone's doing something impressive and then have to tear them down a peg or two. I mean, going back to school, when you get a new pair of runners, there'd always be kids going, the state of those runners. And you're thinking to yourself, these are the best runners I've ever had in my life.
If you grow up in an estate where all the houses are pretty much the same,
yes,
there's one house on the road that decides they're going to have a little extension, or they're going to change the gate, or maybe they were the first house to get double glazing in instead of wooden frame windows. And everyone's like, oh, wooden frame, not good enough for them.
Lady Muck.
What are we, chopped liver over here with our wooden windows? Then with the plastic windows.
Tarmac or
she was always like that, though. She was always like, wasn't she always like that? Even before she married him.
Oh, she, her people were like
driveway.
That. Before, all the people that came before her were like that.
All of her people were like that.
Yeah. Hang on a second. You're talking about this. What happens every time Paul Mescal is in the news? What is the one thing you say about Paul Mescal every time he comes up?
He's from out the road.
Yeah, exactly.
He is, though. It's from out the road.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Thoughts, who deserves to be taken down a peg or two? And who is it we're delighted for? I think that could depend on the individual as well. We can do the test, the definitive peg or two test, on air in a few minutes. 0874 100 102. And David Clifford launching his own clothes brand, and he said, oh, I was reluctant to launch the brand because people would be like, who does your man think he is? And that's a thing that we have in Ireland. I think at times it can be healthy, it can be useful. If we apply the tall poppy syndrome to ourselves before we get too big, as we send our superstars out into the world on an international stage, they're more humble and they're more lovable. That's why we punch above our weight, us Irish. We're a little rock in the Atlantic. We're able to send these people out. We're doing so well. Why? Because we don't let anyone get too big for the boots.
We're doing the Lord's work. Okay, well, I got a list of names here for you.
Hang on, I got texts first, don't I?
Oh, be God, and we'll do the text first then.
Well, let's not do the text.
Sorry, I tell you what.
David Clifford is a god. He could flog snow to the Eskimos and I'd support him. Han the Kingdom from Tony. Tony, you see, you're biased as a fan. Is it only to the fans he's selling, you see? That's another thing. I don't think it's just for the fans.
Also, the GA lads, like, they're amateurs. So any way they can make some extra crust, any extra money, I have no issue with that whatsoever.
I don't begrudge. No, on that basis, 100%. I don't begrudge. I actually don't begrudge this guy. I myself, as someone who's not, I couldn't imagine any of those situations where a celebrity is selling something for me to go, oh, I must buy that because Tommy Bo wears that jumper. Now, don't get me wrong. Tommy Bo's jumper, not just Tommy Bo, I'm just using him as an example now. Some of Tommy Bo's jumpers are like, well, that's all right. That looks okay. They're ordinary enough stuff. It's not super snazzy or jazzy or anything. But I would kind of go, well, that looks okay. But I wouldn't be buying it because Tommy Bo is the person flogging it. Do you know what
it's
I mean?
Interesting, though, that David Clifford and celebrities are having that internal discussion with themselves saying, do I take this deal? Do I put myself forward?
But that's because we're grudgers. We are. Liz says, Bono is gone too big to be brought back down to earth. Oh, that's fair enough. He's Bono, like.
He kind of exists in a different realm.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
Yeah. He's got his own satellites. I'm not sure he literally has. He's got famous children now that they themselves are getting too big for their boots. He exists in an entirely different realm of fame. I hardly even think of him as being Irish these days, from Liz. Yeah, you say that, Liz, and then it comes Christmas time and he's busking over the way and you're thinking to yourself, fair play, Bono. And Kira says, someone I'd like to take down a peg or two, Bono. But I'm delighted for Barry Keoghan. That's a good shout, yes. You see. We are delighted for him. Right then, JP, the definitive list. Let's decide who we're taking down a peg or two and who we're delighted for.
I think we've settled the Bono thing. I think he's too big to take down a peg or two.
He's not on the list.
What about his daughter, Eve Hewson?
I'm delighted for her.
Delight for her. She's cool as.
Listen, Annette, if you won't mind putting down the phone now, just
sorry,
for a couple of minutes while we do this. We're on the air, yeah.
I was just Googling
every link,
Barry.
Every single link.
He's
sorry,
taking you down
Ray.
A peg or two there.
Sorry, Ray. Sorry.
Bad Sisters I saw her in, I was delighted.
Right. What about Vogue Williams?
Delighted for her.
I'm actually delighted for her, yeah.
I love her.
Is that because she's never done... I've never heard of Vogue Williams doing anything bad.
She did.
Well, that's fine, my friend. I'm joking. Sorry, Brian. I remember back in the Fade Street days when they all came in and we would mercilessly take the Mickey out of the Fade Street, and Vogue was always very cool. I always quite liked her. And she was quiet enough, but
she doesn't take herself serious. This is
I think
the thing.
That's it, yeah.
She's fab.
Kira mentioned him there. Barry Keoghan.
I'm happy for Barry, yeah.
Sad to see that he's having a rough time of it, actually.
I'm keeping an eye on him.
Right.
I don't want him to get too big for his boots. There's a risk of it.
The claws can be a little bit questionable.
But you know what? We can appreciate that. He can be adventurous.
Yeah, he can pull it off.
We're 50-50 on Barry. We're keeping
time
an eye
will
on
tell.
Him.
It's too early to tell.
We're keeping an eye on him, and we'd be happy to take him down a peg or two if the opportunity is required.
Graeme Norton.
Delighted.
Yeah, absolutely delighted. He's an national icon. Yeah, we're so lucky to have him. Yeah.
Westlife.
Oh.
Now, you can either go by lad, by each of them.
No,
or as a
it's
group.
As a collective, because we've only got so much time.
I love them.
You love them.
They're brilliant. They're
always.
Such good ambassadors for Ireland. We cannot. You couldn't. They're still living down Sligo. Their kids go to the local national school. There's no notions there.
I was conflicted, but I think it's mostly resolved. My issue with Westlife was that they used to take themselves very seriously. That I'd be like, lads, you're not Bono. Bono can get away with it. Ye can't. You're a boy band. Know your place. But I think with age and maturity, they've kind of... I think they've Gary Barlowed it a bit. You know, that kind of...
Right.
They've shown that they have a sense of humour and they don't take themselves... But there was an element years ago of like, hello, we're Westlife? Whereas in fact, it's like... It's now it's like, you're Westlife and you are one of us.
What
I think I accept it more.
Ryan Tuberty.
Delighted for him.
Wow. That's three delighted. Incredible stuff.
Next.
Siobhan McSweeney.
I like her. Yeah. And the
actually
traitors.
Delighted for her, right? Okay.
Actually delighted for her. Happy to discuss this one in more detail.
Right, let's keep going. One or two more.
Siobhan McSweeney, I was uncertain about. I thought I was, and this is me being negative, because, of course, I'm being tall poppy. This is it. This is a perfect example. Loved Derry Girls, thought she was brilliant in it, and then thought to myself, but come on, it's just one role. What's she like? And then she did The Traitors, and I was like, this one's a legend.
Yeah, she was excellent.
Chris O'Dowd.
He was a big noise.
He was a big noise a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a big noise? Is he a big enough noise now to be taken down a peg or two these days?
I don't think we need to take him down a peg or two. Like, he's from Roscommon.
By the way, this is very uppity of us to be putting ourselves in the position to cast judgment on these people who've gone on and done amazing things.
I think it's fair enough. That's the whole point.
I'm just
saying. The whole point is for the rest of us to be taking down achievers. That's
right,
the whole point.
Okay, so the very fact is like an endorsement.
Next.
Well, I'll finish on this one. In the news today, Oprah performing at the Three Arena, opening for her, Brezzy.
What?
The boy from Westmeath.
Brezzy is opening for Oprah.
He's opening? Oprah's hype man. He's opened the door to the limo.
He's going to meet her at the door.
Oh, I'm happy for Brezzy on that score. Yeah.
We always liked him when he was in All Right, yeah.
He seems like a cool dude.
He can remain on the peg he's at then. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, he's fine.
Okay. Yeah, but Barry Keoghan, we're keeping an eye on.
Barry,
mind yourself.
You're on a warning. Ray Foley on Today FM.